to find in the morning papers. It's hard to find in the magazine. It doesn't matter what show you tune in. It's hard to find on TV screen, but it's on the radio. Truth is on the radio.
Second hour, ladies and gentlemen, the National Intel Report on this Monday, the 9th of September, I'm sorry, October. Time flies when you're having fun. 9th of October, 2006, live from the studios of Republic Broadcasting Network in almost beautiful downtown Round Rock, Texas. With me today is Jeff Hills. The website is SoCanon.com, SoCanon.com. And we're talking about some really weird psychological profiling that's going on. Now, Jeff, when I talked to you before the program today, you were alluding to me that there is some deep psychological testing. You're searching out as to how this ties into DARPA or the Total Information Awareness Network.
Yes.
That was to be headed up by John Poindexter, a convicted felon. Nice guy to have around.
Mm-hmm.
But what we're talking about here, and I still don't have my mind totally wrapped around as to, I understand the threat here, but I don't understand exactly what they're up to with the psychological testing.
Okay. Well, actually, it's kind of funny because I've been speaking with Don from the Idaho Observer.
Yeah, Don Harkin.
Yeah, and he has he did an article it was in the September issue, and it's on the website at the Idaho Observer about TeamScreen. And I do my research, and I've just been Googling, okay, putting in keywords and whatever, and all this information that I found is at SoCanon. So you can go there and just open up the forums and read and reply and do, you know, it's pretty nice site. You know, it's free information, and you can write anything you want. Just be polite. But the teen screen I had ran into, where they had a website on for teens, it's marketed to teens, and you can go there and see a lot of cool stuff and whatever. But ironically, they were asking them some psychological questions about, do you feel like you want to commit suicide? Well, you know, undoubtedly somebody must have left their name, or they were asking for these, you know, teenagers' names. And then all of a sudden, you get a little knock on the door. And here's an ironic thing about becoming a nurse.
From whom?
Well, how about Child Protection Service?
Yeah, that's what I was just going to say, but I had to ask the question.
See, well, when I say a knock on the door, I mean there's 50 or 60 agencies that are now knocking, and they're all armed. And when you've got this capability of doing these personality tests online, and I took them online, and it said that I was a critical thinker and this type of thing, that's a pretty good comment.
Well, not really. Not if you're not supposed to be a critical thinker.
There you go. And that's the key to this, because a lot of the people that I'm interviewing that are critical thinkers are not go-along-to-get-along people.
So this is a way to psychologically be screened to see who's going to go along with the step and fetching program.
Well, that would be my opinion, because, like with Catherine, she takes all the other tests. She graduates, never missed a day in 3 years. It's an hour and a half drive to Petoskey from here. You name it, she was there. 3.4 grade average. All satisfactory, and all of a sudden you can't pass an entry-level test, with some of the students saying they can't understand the questions that they're being asked.
And if anybody is familiar with Michigan, an hour and a half drive to Petoskey doesn't sound like a big deal until you spend a winter in Michigan. That's like Admiral Byrd flying to the North Pole. We'll be right back.
Do you have trouble getting out of bed in the morning? Do you wish that you had more strength and energy throughout the day? Well, North American Urban Spice has the solution. Royal Power is an all-natural and stimulant-free answer to all of your energy needs. Get energy fast and make yourself powerful. Get Royal Power now. Call 1-800-243-5242 for more information. 800-243-5242.
Introducing the world's best air purifier, the Aeronizer. The Aeronizer produces high levels of activated oxygen right from the air you're breathing. It works the way nature does. It's so powerful it kills molds and mildews as well as bacteria and viruses in the air and on the surfaces in your home. Made in the USA of the finest materials with an unconditional 2-year warranty. Call 877-605-9200 or visit the website at www.aeronair.us.
If joint pain, stiffness, or discomfort stops you from enjoying the things you like to do, now there's help. Introducing Joint Nutrients, the all-new, fast-acting, all-natural, great-tasting liquid formula that, when taken as directed, can help relieve the pain associated with osteoarthritis and with no harmful side effects. Joint Nutrients help restore and replenish joint fluid that is lost with aging, certain injuries, or constant pounding of the joints. And unlike other products that simply address the pain, Joint Nutrients goes to work to start repairing and correcting natural joint function while providing the relief you need. So if you are one of the millions of Americans who suffer from arthritis, then you need Joint Nutrients. Call 1-866-240-5670. 1-866-240-5670. Reduce arthritis pain, increase flexibility, and enhance joint health with Joint Nutrients. Call 1-866-240-5670.
Would you like to have an income regardless of the economic situation, which few trade people have considered? The art of knife sharpening is a skill that will never disappear and will always be in demand. Whether you have a place of business and just want to add to your income or would like to travel servicing restaurants, barbershops, or a variety of businesses in need of sharpening tools, you're always guaranteed an income with repetitive business. Learn how to become a successful grindsman. It's easy to learn with our portable Grambo sharpening system. Travel anywhere you desire. Purchase the training manual for only $30, and it'll be applied toward your purchase of the Grambo sharpening system. America has become a service-oriented rather than a manufacturing or even high-tech economy. Take advantage of the situation and become a professional grindsman. It's easy to learn. Start on a shoestring with the overwhelming amount of business out there. Now is the best time to start. Call today for more information. You can enjoy the good life. Call now, 512-297-3152. That's 512-297-3152.
Get ready for Real Talk Radio. You're listening to the National Intel Report with your host, John Stadtmiller.
Well, if you want to become a nurse, and I can see where your certificate, your license, if you will, from the accredited colleges that you must attend to receive X number of credits in the nursing program. Testing standards are quite rigorous for nursing, as well they should be, because, after all, what do we kill per year? What's the last figures, Jeff? Hospitals kill what, a half a million people a year?
Well, in England, when the doctors went on strike, the death rate went down 50%. that's a statistic you can find online. Now, that's the doctors. Now, I don't think the nurses really have got a hand in that much of the death rate. I think the doctors got control of it.
Well, I was just going to say, and years ago, another subject that I get into heated debates with, my sister, she said, they keep dumping more work on us. They keep dumping more work. We're now doing a lot of the things that the doctors used to do.
Okay. That's part of this, in my opinion, because now the Bush administration opened up 50,000 visas for foreign nursing students. And these testing companies have got sidelines out there that are trying to break down the language barrier so they can get more nurses in. Then you've got the U.S. Russian doctors, nurses that are in Washington trying to figure out how to change the way Medicaid is paid. That's all at SoCanon.com.
And I'll tell you what, if you service people out there ever went to a veterans hospital 30, 40 years ago, all you were looking at was cookie cutters of Dr. Sanjay Gupta from New Delhi or something.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
Now, you said something else earlier to me, that there was a way, if you didn't pass this psychological test, that you weren't able to become a nurse or somebody wouldn't hire you, whatever. But you indicated to me that this would be a good way to knock accredited Americans out of this game, and to do what with the foreigners?
Okay, this is just my opinion. I'm guessing because I never took the test. But let's say that you had a test that you're seeing the psychological profile bouncing back and forth by the computer adaptive testing, the algorithms. By the answers you're giving, the questions are being asked. And if you can't whoop this person on their skills and abilities, you'll whoop them on something that they were never give education for. And that's what some of these nursing students are saying. I can't understand the questions. I can't understand this. I don't know what they're asking. This is lunacy. Here's a nursing board that's selling a review course that they won't recommend. And I've got their emails. I contacted the nursing board because we couldn't understand what was going on.
Well, and did the nursing board, the people that issue the state license, what were they telling you?
Well, I said she's reviewed this, course, the Kaplan course, the Saunders course, and he's laughing at me. This Mr. Bennett's laughing. You know, and I said, well, I don't think it's funny.
I was just going to say, what the hell is so funny?
Yeah, and he said, well, she must have been right at the line. And I said, well, you know, I think this is a personality test, Mr. Bennett. And he said, no, it's not. And I said, well, here, let me read this from your... I said, let me read this to you. And I said, you're looking for attitudes and behaviors. And he said, where are you getting that from? And I said, well, you sent me the PDF. He sent it to me on email, and I'm reading it back to him, and he's saying, where are you getting it from? And then I asked him, I sent him an email and said, do you recommend this from your site, from the resources, Learning EXP? And, you know, I've got it right in front of me. It clearly, he says, no, we don't recommend anything guaranteed to pass the NCLEX. And then they're the ones selling it. And I sent him back an email and said, hey, look, I'm a little confused here. You're selling a course you don't recommend? Now, the nursing board, the Michigan Nursing Board, which is controlled by the national board, they say they're not, but they are, and they're the ones that put the curriculum in the schools. So they're the ones having the colleges teach this stuff, and then they're testing for stuff that you never had any college over. Done it this way. You can go to SoCanon.com and read these articles that are on there, and you will start to put this together. Because they're making a big hole. There's a nursing shortage. There's a nursing shortage. Yeah, there is. There's 15 to 25% of American nursing students that can't pass that goofy test.
Now, where are the stories that you have on your website? How do you get to them?
Just go to SoCanon.com, and it's in the forums section.
In the forums?
Yeah.
Articles and interactive?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, you just go to forums, and then you'll see there's NCLEX personality tests, and then data mining. And we haven't got a lot of stuff up on data mining because we've been working the other end.
Oh, by the way, do you know when you click this on, I got a cookie here for Explore Online Schools from Westwood College and AIU Online and Colorado Technical University.
Really?
Yes, I did. This is the third time it's happened.
Oh.
Interesting.
That's when you went to our site?
Yes.
Okay, ironically, when we started to put our site up, all of a sudden we had denial of service attacks.
Really?
Yeah, we had huge attacks.
Somebody does not want you with this information out there.
They sure don't, do they? And it looks like they're doing it again. And ironically, like I said, the database is at NSA. Now, when you put all the data mining that's going on out there...
How do you know that the database is in the hands of the NSA?
I've seen it on Discovery Channel.
Okay.
Okay, there was some program about NSA spying and this type of thing. So, you know, I think what's happening, there's a lot of information that's being funneled, cross-referenced, and then you've got this testing. I think you're going to have to be certified to own a toothbrush. And I think what's coming also are psychological tests before you're allowed to purchase the firearm.
I do believe you're correct. One of the concerns has always been on how they can keep the guns out of the hands of crazy people. Now, yeah. Bear with me for a second here, folks, because I have seen on gun issue, gun-related arrest and charges being leveled at individuals, that when a person, and I witnessed this for myself, as a matter of fact, it was up there in Michigan, Jeff, where a person was stopped. He had a revolver in his glove compartment, and he gets into court, and rather than bowing down to the court, says, well, wait a minute, you know, I'm private property. Wherever I go, I should have the right to protect it without one of your concealed weapon carry permits or permission slips. He was in front of a judge, and the judge said, well, you've got to be nuts. You coming in here and spouting the Second Amendment and a right to protect your property, who do you think you are? And the more he protested, this judge said something very ironic. He said, well, I took constitutional classes in law school, and I know the Constitution. I'm remanding you to the custody of a mental health institution.
Right. And that is happening all over. And now Ron Paul from Texas there, John, he was putting some legislation in to stop this Freedom Commission with these mandatory psychological exams.
Yeah, how's that for an Orwellian twist?
Well, but the problem is that they're not stopping. You see, the legislation is not getting approved. And, you know, then when you talk with Carl Levin's office or numerous other offices, I'm also speaking with an aide. It's Matt Ivan from Michigan, the state senator's office, Tony Stama. And if I could, I'd give out his number.
Sure, please do.
Okay, for Matt Ivan, and he's with Tony Stama, it's 866-305-2136. Once again, 866-305-2136.
Or if you'd like to email him, it's OFCTSTAMAS at senate.michigan.gov.
Yes, and I've been working with them since I started to see what was taking place. And
what are you getting back from these people?
Well, last time there for a while, they weren't taking my phone calls. And I did get through the other day, and I said, you know, I've been actively researching this. And he said, yeah, I know. And I said,
by that response, it doesn't sound like he was too happy that you were doing this.
Happy or perplexed, I'm not really sure. And I said, well, you know, I'm not getting any calls back from anybody, Matt. He said, either are we. And I said, well, maybe it's time that the subpoenas start to come out.
Oh, you mean his office actually started to make some phone calls on behalf of your concerns?
Well, he wouldn't go into it. Now, Tony Stama is on the appropriations board for the Michigan Nursing Board.
Uh-huh.
And I'm having a call come in, so just let that. But he did state to me that they weren't sure how the licenses were handed out, because the associations are the ones that give out the licensing for the state license, like the nursing board or the CPAs. All these organizations control this licensing. And then these organizations are controlled by national boards, and then the national board, which owns the test, has Pearson View in the nursing section. They're the testing company. And if you go to Wikipedia and type in Pearson Education, Pearson View, then you'll find the Penguin Group. You'll find this educational thing that's been coming out of England since the early 1900s, late 1800s. And according to Wikipedia, it says that Pearson Education, it come out of Mr. Pearson. I forget his first name, but he was a socialist and a Darwinist.
Amazing. Let's take a call here. Gary in Texas. Thanks for holding on, Gary.
Hi, John.
Hi.
Good topic, and I'm not surprised that they're screening nurses out from the very start. I was a nurse for 15 years. I left because corporate greed, emphasizing patients, patient care, or the money to take care of patients over the actual care.
Well, you mean to tell me you don't like the idea of the insurance companies playing middlemen? And jacking up the overall cost of health care across the board, where we have so many millions of people in this country anymore that can't afford health care? How dare you protest a thing like that?
Well, that's pretty much a minor issue.
Hey, Gary, hang on a second. I'm just pulling your rope here. Hang on. We got to take the break. We'll be right back right after this.
Since 1988, Herbal Healer Academy has been the global supplier of the finest natural medicines. We specialize in keeping you alive and healthy. We provide outstanding products like ECX, colloidal silver, olive leaf extract, oregano oil, and hundreds of herbals, oils, books, and educational materials. We have homeopathic detox solutions for chemtrails, radiation, MSG, and aspartame poisoning. We also train naturopathic healers via correspondence education. Why wait any longer? Go ahead and do it today. Sign up on the web and receive our new 120-page catalog and a current Herbal Healer newsletter free. Simply log on to herbalhealer.com and check out the online member testimonials and our hundreds of exceptional products. That's herbalhealer.com, your website for safe, effective, natural alternatives and education. That's herbalhealer.com.
Get a pen and paper ready for emergency storable food information. The attention of the nation is focusing on families storing emergency food in their homes. FEMA has recently proven that their fears of being unable to care for large numbers of people are justified. Hurricane relief in the South was a disaster. The system for tracking all food is now in place. There are numbered stickers on produce, grocery store ID cards track purchases, and now veterinarians will police the permitting and tagging of all livestock food production. The need to prepare has gone from a walk to a full-blown race. Major churches are telling their members, get food now. You'll never have to stand in a bread line if you have your own bread. For help with food supplies, call the J. Michael Stevens Group at 800-409-5633. That's 800-409-5633. On the web, efoodsdirect.com. That's efoodsdirect.com.
Axiom, The Second American Civil War, a new novel by T. Edward Allen. Through corruption, greed, and incompetence, the neocons have brought the world to the brink of World War III. John Carter and his family are caught in the middle of a terrifying plunge into chaos. When the world economy collapses, America is brought down with it. The focal point is the ideological conflict between progressives and conservatives. And when civil war breaks out, Americans find that every axiom they took for granted has been overturned. Dangerously political and thought-provoking, T. Edward Allen takes readers on a wild ride and a glimpse into America's future with madmen at the helm.
Buy Axiom at www.axiom-thenovel.com. That's axiom-thenovel.com or find it at amazon.com. Get in on the buzz. Purchase your copy. Axiom, The Second American Civil War by T. Edward Allen.
All right, we're back. Gary, you're old enough, my friend, that you remember the days that your local hospital was a direct pay kind of a thing.
Right.
And you made arrangements, say that your wife had to go to the hospital and have a baby. A lot of people didn't have that amount of cash to plunk down. So you talked to somebody in the hospital's billing department, and you set up arrangements to pay.
Uh-huh.
And that seemed to work fairly well until somebody got the idea that, well, insurance companies are a better idea. If you pay a little premium, well, then you can get health care. Blue Cross, Blue Shield, there's a good example, and that's up in your neck of the woods up there, Jeff. That was big in the auto companies and whatever else.
Yeah.
But people began to figure out that, wait a minute, what percentage of the dollar is actually going to the insurance companies and into their coffers? And how, what is this doing to the healthcare cost in the industry as a whole? Well, the simple and short answer to that, it was jacking it up out of sight. So you've been in the nursing for 15 years and you gave it up, you said, because of the bureaucracy and the greed?
And because I have a conscience. I mean, they give you increasing number of patients to care for, less staff to help you. You can't talk to the patients. Literally, I've been told when I went as an agency nurse to a nursing home and found out suddenly I had 60-something patients to get to care for with two aides, that They just want their paperwork done. They've told me that. They just need your signature here. I mean, it's incredible. The greed of corporate health care is out of control.
Well, and the politicians like Hillary Clinton here will tell you that, well, this is the reasons why we have to have governmental health and a national health care program. Look how well it's worked for the Canadians. You know, and the Canadians, I don't know what the hell is wrong with these people that evidently they don't trust themselves or their own money, that they'll allow themselves to be taxed. What, 65-70% the government takes?
Right.
You know, I mean, this is absolutely insane.
I'll give you an example. Say you use some articles to care for the patient. Say you're doing wound care. You use about 30 cents worth of actual cost of items. The patient bill says $35. I mean, it's incredible the markup they make.
Well, and I just went through that with an insurance company. They're trying to collect off of my motorcycle accident. And believe this or not, the hospital was going to turn me over to a collection agency.
Oh, of course.
And I called. It was like a $5,000 bill. And I said, well, I don't use credit cards, and I'm sorry, I don't have $5,000. And they said, well, then you'll be turned over to a collection agency. I said, can we get real here? You're in the billing department of this hospital. I said, can we get real here? I said, what if I offered you X number of dollars a month? Say I paid you $100 a month. Well, we can't do that because our guideline says it's got to be paid off in 12 months. And I said, but let me ask you a question, just from me to you. You're in that billing department. You are the one that's going to drop my name in a little hopper for the bill collector. If I sent you $100 a month, would that keep the wolves off my doorstep? And she said, I think it probably would. So this is an unofficial thing, correct? She goes, well, yeah. I said, so as long as I keep sending my $100 a month in, you're not going to drop my name to the wolves out there. And she said, that's correct.
Yeah, and John, you'll find increasingly hospitals that figure out after your insurance has paid so much and they've gotten all the profit they can, they discharge you. They get rid of you. They ship you out.
Because you're not well. Let me tell you something.
The company won't pay.
Let me tell you something. That's exactly what they did to me after the second day. And keep in mind, on my second day, I'm laying there in the hospital. I'm watching a movie on television going, boy, this is a pretty good movie. Then I looked around where the television was at. It was in this room that I didn't recognize. And this was after the second day. The following morning, they tried to discharge me. I said, discharge me? I said, are you people nuts? I said, I got 8 busted ribs, a busted clavicle, a busted scapula. I can barely get out of this bed to walk to the bathroom. I don't like the undignified process of peeing in a pan or whatever. I said, you people mean to tell me you're going to throw me out of my ear? I had to complain to them to let me stay in that hospital for another 2 days.
That's absolutely true to what I know. I've seen that over and over. And I tell you, the key to nursing today is you obey robotically and you don't question anything.
You sound like a bright individual to me, Gary, and it sounded like this is something that you really wanted to do. Obviously, nobody held you at gunpoint to make you be a nurse. So this is something, obviously, that you wanted to do.
Yes, I absolutely enjoyed helping people. I absolutely enjoyed just talking to the people and helping them heal. But you know, the bottom line is, if you're a troublemaker, in other words, if you try to give the patient the care that they need, they deserve, they get rid of you. I can't tell you how many places I got let go for doing the right thing.
I could imagine. People of conscience aren't to be in contact with other people. God forbid that we would put humanity back into the Hippocratic Oath process somewhere.
Really? In closing, let me tell you, there's always a need for nurses, always. But you got to look at why that is. They use us up, they burn us out, and they throw us away.
Well, and now you're fired before you're hired.
Yeah. There you go. Hey, Gary, thank you for your call. I appreciate it very much. And maybe one of these days you'll hook up with somebody that is looking at a human body as being just that—a human being. And not some ledger entry for the insurance company someplace. Thanks for your call. We'll be right back.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.
now, there's something that can give you the extra energy you need without the use of powerful stimulants and pills. Introducing the all-new Energy Enhancer Patch by LifeWave. This amazing new patch works with the electronic and magnetic features of the body, like a cellular radio, to transmit information from the patches into the body and enhance the production of energy and stamina. And the patch is non-transdermal, which means nothing actually enters your body. It's safe. You simply apply the patch, and the Energy Enhancer does the rest. No more carrying around bottles, pills, or capsules. No more jitters from powerful stimulants. The LifeWave technology in the patches communicates with the body through the human magnetic field, untapping the energy within. Combined with a regular exercise program along with a healthy diet, the Energy Enhancer patch may help give you the extra energy you need. So join the thousands who discovered the Energy Enhancer patch by LifeWave and experience the energy within. To order your supply of the Energy Enhancer patch, simply go to www.lifewave.com/HSA. Don't wait. Act now.
Americans who already realize our nation is in deep trouble need special edition hard copy literature to awaken the widest possible spectrum of people to the imminence of our nation's peril. The Artificially Sweetened Times informs people that the artificial sweetener aspartame is a hidden addiction killing people worldwide with a cluster of symptoms we now call Rumsfeld's disease. Find out who is responsible for unleashing this weapon of mass misery on the world and become part of the global movement to eliminate this neurotoxic drug from our food supply. The People's Income Tax Guide cites congressional records, Supreme Court decisions, and newspaper articles at the time to prove conclusively that wages were never intended to be taxed as income. A lot has happened in the world since 9/11. The report of the Citizens Commission on 9/11 disproves the government's explanation of September 11th through a careful analysis of the evidence. The Artificially Sweetened Times, the People's Income Tax Report, and the report of the Citizens Commission on 9/11 are priced for mass distribution. Sample copies are just $3. Call 208-255-2307 or go to idaho-observer.com.
It's true. Gold and silver have been a source of true wealth for years. In fact, people around the world have used these metals to buy and sell goods for over 5,000 years. And gold and silver will continue to be a source of true wealth for the foreseeable future. If you look back in history, you'll see that all fiat currencies have failed to maintain wealth or failed altogether. But gold has always protected its holder, a true asset, usable to anyone around the globe. As the value of your Federal Reserve note continues to depreciate, gold will be your only insurance. As an example, in 1975, you could buy a $40,000 home with 1,000 gold coins. Today, that same house is $400,000, yet you can still buy it with 1,000 gold coins. To find out more information on how to protect your wealth, call Republic Trading at 1-800-691-7898. That's 1-800-691-7898. You're tuned in to the National Intel Report, the Real Talk Radio Show.
Well, this is interesting. Jeff, another pop-up on my screen. This time it's from Texas Health Quotes of Unicare.
Whoa, isn't that interesting?
It is interesting. Why is it when I get so canon, all of a sudden, I'm getting all these things from the health industry?
Well, when you called earlier this afternoon, didn't I not have to log off the internet and call you back?
Yes, you did.
And I was at SoCanon.com, and I was in there actually putting a reply down. And it was working fine when you talked to me earlier this afternoon.
Well, these are just cookies. These are just pop-ups.
But it's the power of RBN.
At Unicare, we know that everyone has different health care needs and budgets. That's why we offer health insurance plans designed specifically for individuals and their families. Now, Unicare has more affordable options than before. Let me send the spider to the fly. Let me get you into my matrix. You will never escape.
Yes, indeed.
You know, I mean, this is fascinating. Hey, I want to switch gears on you for a second because you being up in Michigan, and I've been reporting a lot, more than any other talk show host has, because as the economy goes, so goes Michigan.
It's gone.
Yeah, pretty much.
Yeah.
I'm looking at the Detroit News this morning, and right on the front page, of course, the Tigers, the Detroit Tigers that plays in Comerica Park. I haven't been following this. I saw it on the TV, a screen wipe. I think I was watching CNN. But they defeated the New York Yankees. Okay, well, if you're a baseball fan, that means something. Well, there's the article, and I started to read this because I have talked about the auto industry. I have talked about, you know, and I was, you know, this is, it was a mixed blessing. I was one of the 30,000 people in one fell swoop that got whacked out of GM, I think, back in what, mid-80s?
Pick a year.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And I would probably been retired from General Motors right now if they didn't bring me in and break my seniority and then bring me back in and break my seniority. I made a joke one day at one of these meetings that they had at the company. I said, you know, I'm a little concerned about my retirement. And my foreman looked at me and he said, you're what? He said, you're not going to be around long enough to think about retirement. And I said, well, yeah, I'm thinking about it. I've calculated it's only going to take me 183 years to get my 20 in.
Yep, and that depends on how often they moved you from what migrant farm auto plant.
Yeah, there you go.
Yep.
Well, I'm reading this article. We believe tigers lift us just when we needed it most. Mm. No, the tigers won't get Kerry Rasmussen's job back. And no, they won't find Lloyd King a home. They won't even get Kathy McAllister a raise for the first time in 4 years. But for 6 months, the little team that could has given Detroit area residents some relief from their troubles. In fact, the Tigers have provided the whole region with the respite from the steady drumbeat of bleak economic news during the summer. Lord knows we need it, said McAllister, 36, an auto dealership receptionist from Lincoln Park. They've been wonderful. For residents, the diversion from their problems is that all the sweeter because it's unexpected, just like the Tigers' impromptu celebration on the field after eliminating the Yankees on Saturday. 3 years ago, the Tigers were one of the worst teams in baseball history. Today, they are the vanquishers of one of the most storied lineups of all time. Rasmussen, 44, of Southgate, didn't have tickets to the raucous two-day party that was the Tigers' home games Friday and Saturday. She couldn't afford them. A house cleaning service laid her off last year as customers, trying to save money during the tight financial times, opted to clean their own homes. But Rasmussen came to Saturday's game anyway, standing outside Comerica Park, soaking in the sun splash vibes from the team that once looked as down as and out as our city. Look at all these people, she said, about the long lines of stadium entrances several hours before the game. Everybody's a Tiger fan. She can't get admission because she doesn't have a job. She doesn't have any money. Dancing in the aisles. And I'm going to do this in fairness to the Detroit News and also the writers. I do this in context. But I want to catch your response to this because, folks, bread and circuses? Well, you can't even afford to get into the stadium so they could throw something at you that you might eat the next day. It goes on to say it isn't just the environs of Comerica Park that are being touched by the Tigers this season. It's any place with a television, newspaper, or computer spewing news about the team. It's any spot where two people can talk about a game the night before. When coworkers discuss yet another Tiger win, they aren't thinking about the instability of their jobs. People can come to the ballpark to relax and put aside the real world for a while, said Scott Boatfuhr, a Sterling Heights resident at Saturday's game. He said few things bring people together as well as a winning team. For too long in the region, the media has been the source of dire economic news. Michigan loses a third of its factory jobs. Michigan unemployment highest in nation. Michigan auto companies passed by foreign rivals. But the Tigers are a different type of story. National pundits have dubbed them one of the best stories in sports. A team that hoped only to win more games than it lost last year, that hadn't made the postseason in nearly two decades, that has a rookie and a journeyman minor leaguer in the lineup, is one opponent away from the World Series. It all reminds Evan Pazios of other good memories. His mom and aunt used to take him to Tigers games as a child, including ones in 1984. When the team won the world championship, his aunt is gone, but neither she nor the good times are forgotten. Polios, 33, said, coming to the ballpark helps me remember her. A resident of Grosse Pointe Farms who attended the Yankee clincher, some non-sports fans find it a bit silly, the idea of winning baseball team as a salve for financially bleeding region. They see sports as trivial, ultimately having little impact on the lives of fans. And that is true, folks. But these people weren't sitting in the right field seats at the end of the Yankee game on Saturday night. Nancy Stasinski, danced in the aisle as song after song blasted the loudspeakers, first Eye of the Tiger, then Celebration. She wasn't close enough to the field to get sprayed by the champagne, by players clutching bottles of the bubbly. She was luxuriating in something just as sweet, happiness. Tears fell down her cheeks. This woman said, "This is special. Don't you think it's special?" I'm not going to continue with this because it's more of the same, but this is the idea that vicariously, you've got to find somebody that's winning because you're losing. You're losing in life. So let's go to the ballpark for 3 or 4 hours to make me feel that I'm not a loser anymore.
John, I've got to get a towel.
Man, I'm telling you.
Man, I smell smoke and I hear a violin. Rome's burning, baby.
Isn't this amazing? Because I have said this repeatedly. I mean, there's nothing wrong with sports. There is nothing. People sometimes use sports as a diversion, as one would read a book to relax, or walk the dogs, or if you've got a pet project, you like gardening. It's a relaxation type thing, and I can understand and appreciate that. But a lot of these people are avid sports fans. They know the batting averages of every team that's ever played the game, and they know more about baseball than they do about what is actually screwing them on a day-to-day basis. That's the problem I have with sports. There's nothing wrong with sports. A healthy competition between people doing the same thing and playing under the same rules, I've never found that to be objectionable. Because this is a test of people's talent and in a given time frame, all playing by the same rules, not a different set of rules. But my goodness.
Well, the reality is in Michigan, I've got friends that are in the auto industry that are still there, luckily or unluckily. They're literally being hunted because the buyout programs are coming in. And if they go wee-wee for 1 second too much longer, you know, they get rode up and then they try to fire them. They're losing their homes. Every other house is for sale here. People are scrambling. And guess what they're doing in the auto industry? The unions are telling their members, you're going to lose your job. So the medical field has jobs. That's right. It is lunacy.
Look.
It is utter lunacy about what they're telling where the auto workers to go, and they're moving the jobs overseas. They're cutting their benefits, cutting their pay. Take this $100,000 offer, or you're going to come back. You're making $26 an hour now. You're going to make $12. Okay, or just go on down the road.
This is all part of the deindustrialization plan for America. It's we've got 40 million people are out there. It might be hard for the foreman or the boss to communicate with them because they don't speak English, but they'll work for that job. And this is what I see coming here, Jeff.
Yes.
They keep saying these politicians, these little willy-nilly, weak-kneed, gutless wonders, keep touting that these illegals in this country right now are only going to do jobs that Americans don't want to do.
And well, they're trying to bring in these nurses, John, and I foresee what they're going to do is set up dormitories for these foreign nurses to bring them in, and they've got the hole. They can knock out a large amount of American students to where they're too overqualified. They're never going to work, okay? And from the economics that's happening in Michigan, the only thing, it looks like the Beverly Hillbillies up here because the U-Hauls are loaded, the tires are on the back, and Granny's on the top, ducking the bridges.
Well, now, how about, I mentioned this on the broadcast last week, how about Grapes of Wrath?
Yep, there you go.
It's live and in color, and it's a U-Haul instead of a broken-down 1932 Ford pickup truck.
Or Mate Wand, okay, where you're standing out in front of the mine and you're striking. The only problem is that they move the mine. They pick the mountain up and they put it on a ship and they put it to China. And the people up here are scrambling trying to get retrained. That's what Catherine
retrained
is.
Retrained into what? A depressed economy that can't support what they're going into?
Well, retrained to go into the medical field. Retrained to go into what the U.S. Labor Department says there's plenty of jobs to do. The only thing is what they're telling you is that it's a scam. Okay, what's going on in these universities and colleges is that there is no jobs once you leave. And the families, you know, I'm speaking with families that have paid for their children to go to nursing school, and I'm just saying nursing school. There's plenty of jobs out there that they're paying for these kids to go to school in, or they're trying to get retrained. They've lost their auto job or whatever, but just chaos in the pure economics. And then all of a sudden you find yourself that you can't pass an entry-level test. Or if you do pass the test, I'm hearing that the hospitals or the CPAs or whatever have got a personality test, and you can't get hired because you can't pass the personality test in the industry. You can get your state license, but then you can't get past that test.
You know, it's often been said that a 5% or maybe a little bit low unemployment rate is a good thing. You know, I've heard this said before, and one of the main or core reasons is they say that if we have full employment, then that's too much of a stress on our elastic money supply, and it heats up inflation.
Yep. And so, what's the stock market do when the unemployment is at a certain level? It flourishes.
Well, gee, you mean like it's doing right now?
Mm-hmm. And that's because you've got, just as that nice gentleman, that nurse that called in and said they put more work on you, so the productivity goes up with less money going out. And it's happening in every industry.
So instead of one person taking the job that he could barely keep up with, we're going to double up your load to make you more efficient, and we don't give a damn if we burn you out or kill you.
Yep. And then that way, if you bring in foreign nursing students or foreign accountants, or you can ship those jobs overseas, whether you outsource or you insource, you're still getting labor at a quarter or half the cost. And if you start slapping in dorms and give them a couple goats for milk, I mean, you've got a pretty good deal going.
You know, I've asked this question of so many people that the good old U.S. of A., short-lived as we are, 230-plus years, and the clock is still ticking, hopefully. We're in the ICU right now, folks. We're terminal status here. Wait a minute. I think that's the crash cart boys coming now. But we had a standard of living that it was the absolute envy of the entire planet. And rather than the United States being, say, a role model for the rest of the world, now it's caught up with us. We are now a reflection of the rest of the world. Do you see where I'm going with this?
Yeah, John, I've watched since the late 70s. I worked in the auto industry back in 78, 79.
Well, where at?
I worked at Hydromatic down in Ypsilanti.
No way.
Yeah.
No,
yeah.
So I did there. I.
Yeah, I was down by the crib. 724, I think it was. And I worked.
Well,
there.
this is a small world. I did not know that.
My father worked there. He was in the crib. He worked the cribs. He was there for 22 years. Matter of fact, he's living with me now. My mother passed away, but Dad was there, and I was there for a while until it just got. They just never left me alone. I just didn't fit into the auto industry. So,
well, you know, the first question I asked when I was there. Do I have to become a member of the union?
Yeah, that's what I asked, too. Yeah, 735. I had a couple people carry me out of there because I asked too many questions.
Oh, I bet you did.
Yeah.
I bet. You know, you should have been there the day that I was taking their 200 THMs. You remember the transmission they were putting in full-size Buicks?
Yeah.
People were picking them up for the dealerships, and they were breaking down a block from the dealerships.
Yep.
What they were doing, folks, and unless you know transmissions out there, what they were doing was the highly touted and very serviceable 350 THM, turbohydromatic 350 automatic transmission, was one of the best that GM ever made. And what they decided to do, well, we're going to do some weight we're just going to take that transmission for sake of weight and highway mileage. We're going to shrink that thing down and put plastic gears in it instead of metal.
Mm-hmm.
Well, these things, if they were 100% when they left the factory, you might make it a mile down the road before the damn thing burned out.
Yep.
So they had me on final test. You know, at the one end of the plant down there near the runways that they used to use to fly bombers out,
yeah,
when Hydromatics was making bombers for the World War II,
mm-hmm,
they had me stuck down there and testing the output shafts, diameters, and whatever. And after doing this for 3 days, I couldn't get the output shafts on the output gear, and my hands were absolutely bloody after so many calls to the to management and to the union and whatever. After the third day, the union decided to show up. The plant manager only came down after I were taking those transmissions literally out of the saddles, throwing them on the floors, and busting up the cases to make them non-serviceable. I didn't get fired. I didn't get wrote up. But I said, how in God's name can you people in good conscience put these things out the door? And I said, I can't even test them to get them out the door. But you're on the unsuspecting public. You're taking this piece of crap knowing that it's failure rate. And I was absolutely livid, Jeff.
Well, I was filling torque converters one night with transmission fluid, and there were shavings coming up, which were in the fence. And I mentioned it to him. I said, look, you got shavings. I said, there's not clearance for these shavings. Ship them. And within a week or two, they came back and tried to fire me for it. Which I covered myself on that.
But if you were a friend of the union, you could show up maybe on Friday to collect your paycheck, and you never get fired.
Well, some of the union stewards now, I'm not saying hydromatic, but some of the other plants, the other plants that are giving the parts to them, their union members all got Escalades here, courtesy of the plant. And then all of a sudden, the two-tier workers come in to where they're making $12 an hour, and you're making 26. And then all of a sudden, you're getting rode up, you're being harassed. Guys with pyramid black berets are coming up saying, join us. And
what?
Yeah.
Ooh, who the hell were those people?
Masons. Masons coming up. You've got to join. If you don't want to join, the all Steve and I will get you.
Oh my
God. You know, but now all of a sudden you've got half a plant that's making 12, the other half's making 26. They're shipping, and then they just outsource the jobs. They move the plants. They build a couple plants over here. Then they come back. The union guys got Escalades. And guess what?
Do you remember Mr. Brown that used to be the president of the Hydromatics out there?
Yes.
When they started this world-class quality crap, I smelled a rat.
Uh-huh.
And I started watching this, and they started that back in the late 70s, and it really started to peak out 79, 80, 81. And I'm looking at this thing. Because I was in the, I forget the name of the department. We were making valve bodies for the 400s and other transmissions, whatever. And they were having a problem with their reamers and braking. Just the tool cost to do an in-house job, they couldn't manage it. They had these $1.5 million Kingsbury drill and ream operation machines. And I started looking at this thing, and I'm going, wait a minute, I'm already using stock that's bad, even if it does ream it out correct to size and whatever else. But then you're breaking these reamers that are diamond bit reamers that are like $400 or $500 a per reamer. And I'm looking at this process, and I'm going, wait a minute. So I started getting the job setters down there, the electricians, you know, all the skilled tradespeople down there are all scratching their heads, standing around looking at these machines. I said, has anybody bothered to call the Kingsbury people after spending $1.5 million per machine? And I think there was eight of them in my department. I said, did you ever call the Kingsbury people to come down here and take a look at these problems? Well, no. I said, don't they back their machines? Well, yeah. Well, why don't you pick up the phone, call them, get them down here? All of a sudden, I started something that I had all these different specialists in the hydromatic plant that had never talked to each other in the whole time they've been working in the plant.
Yeah, from then on, you're a troublemaker.
Well, I was more than that to them. Trust me, buddy. When these people saw me coming down the aisle, a lot of people disappeared into the woodwork.
Well, is that not, okay? You were there, I was there, okay? And this is, what, 20, we're 25 years into this, 28 years or whatever?
Uh-huh.
All right, here we are watching the result of this crazy socialism that's marching in this country. It started, around, early 70s, you started to see the socialism marching. And the collective and all the fuzzy warm and all this other craziness. And now you've got a country that even the corporations that outsourced and did this, now they've hurt themselves. They're being punished. Their CEOs are being put out. You know, look at Ford here recently. Ford's grandson or whatever he was, they pulled him.
Yeah.
And they're the ones that, with a wink and an eye, with the Ross Perot yelling and screaming. And I like the little Ross. You know, I campaigned for him. And so, interesting fellow.
So did I.
Okay. And he made sense. You know, the great sucking sound. I mean, it's the great flush.
Yeah. Hey, I'll tell you what. I got a couple calls I want to squeeze in here real quick. Tom in Florida. Hello, Tom. Sorry, I wasn't watching my screen.
Okay, thank you for having me on.
Yeah.
Yeah, I worked for General Motors back in 1968 through 74. I worked in a big plant called Harrison Radiator in Lockport, New York.
Uh-huh.
10,000 people in the plant. We had two plants, one in town and another one outside of town, the big one.
How many of them are still there?
Hardly any.
Yep.
Yeah, it got sold out, and it's not Harrison Radiator anymore. And I did a number of various jobs. I was an inspector. I worked on independent riveting machines. I was on the line. I was in the stamping room. I got moved around.
Yeah, me too.
We were very efficient, though. Just thinking back on it, it's been a long time. But, gosh, when I was an inspector, and we did air conditioners. They built every air conditioner, every radiator, every heater for every General Motors product. Just think about it. Came out of this one town, and I used to do, we had a 8-hour shift, of course. We did 1,600 air conditioners every 8 hours. So don't ever tell me that we weren't efficient.
Yeah.
I mean, that 1,600, what we had, maybe no more than 30 people on the line. And between us, all we cranked up 1,600 every 8 hours. And of course, we ran around the clock, you know. You needed a bicycle to get around the plant.
You know, Tom, what I used to do on Sundays, I'd go in there and get double time.
Yeah.
And these foremans loved me because I'd come in there and run triple the amount of scheduled production.
Oh,
really? I mean, I'd go in there and I would set these damn machines up, man, and I would make so much stock that they didn't have enough inspectors to inspect the stock.
Yeah. Well, I mean, it cuts all ways. You know, the union really did kind of rotten. I had some relatives that were in the trucking business. They had a little feeder line. They had about 25 tractor and trailers, and I ended up living with them as a kid for a while, and I used to sit around the dinner table, and I heard it from the other end. These people own their own business. They'd owned it since the 20s, and they were being really bled by the union. I mean, they had truckers that would stop off for a beer, and, of course, the brake would give off on the truck or something. It would go down a hill, you know, and, of course, they'd get written up in the union magazine that was perfectly legit. Everything was okay. They had to put the top on their own trailer. You know, it was a very – back in those – that's a long time ago, you know, $1,800, $2,000 to peel the top off of a big tractor trailer. And, of course, the guy, he never was held responsible. And if they pushed it,
right,
they'd get their arms and legs broken. I mean, you know, they did well, and they moaned. And, I mean, it got bad. But, of course, you know, the shop steward, he could raise holy, you know, he could really make a lot of trouble.
Sure.
I mean, so.
But you know, But you know what, Tom? When I was talking about in that department I used to be in, was a drill and ream operation. The first month that I took over their meetings, I saved that one department, which is a small department, I saved them over $250,000 in tooling cost. Do you know what? I was one of the 30,000 that they hatched, just hatcheted right out of that system. In other words, if you were exemplary, you had good ideas, you know how to implement them, you weren't needed.
Yeah.
You were just like a part to be inspected or tossed.
Yeah. Could you keep me on after the break?
We're out of time.
Oops. Oh, sorry.
Sorry about that. Thanks, Tom. I appreciate your call.
All right.
Jeff Hills, we will be in touch. And if there's any developments on this thing, please let me know, and we'll keep digging into this.
Hey, Tim, thanks a lot, and I really enjoyed it.
All right. Well, Jeff, thanks you. Thank you for coming up on short notice.
Oh, no problem. Anytime. I'd love to do it.
Hydromatic, huh?
Yeah.
Boy, that's a small world.
Yeah.
All right, buddy.
Okay.
Okay. Thanks
God
a lot.
God bless you, John.
All right. Thanks, Jeff. All right, folks, that'll do it for us today. We'll be back with another edition of the National Intel Report tomorrow. I don't even know what I'm going to be talking about. We'll see you then.
The Bill of Rights protects every American's God-given right to keep and bear arms. Now that right is being seriously undermined as legally registered rifles are being confiscated in some parts of our country. If we're not careful, we may find ourselves with no right to own guns. And that's where Gun Owners of America comes in. Gun Owners of America is in Washington every day fighting for you to keep that right. Congressman Ron Paul has called GOA the only no-compromise gun lobby in Washington.
You need to be part of this great grassroots group of activists who are keeping the heat on their members of Congress. Find out right now how you can join. Call 888-886-GUNS and get started receiving their fact-filled newsletters and action alerts. Call 888-886-GUNS or go to their webpage at gunowners.org and help make your voice heard in Washington. Make that call right now and call Gun Owners of America at 888-886-GUNS. Remember, it's not just about gun control, it's about control.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.